It's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. In the Philippines, thousands are dead and nearly 2 million displaced by Typhoon Haiyan. Life for the survivors living in the open is desperate, although some aid is now available. David Gazashvili is Deputy Emergency Director for the food aid organization CARE. We reached him by phone in the city of Cebu. He said a week after the typhoon, many roads around the major cities have been repaired, but it is still difficult to get supplies to the hardest hit parts of the country.
The main challenges are getting the food to the island. We have also been able to get some food locally and provided assistance to some 1,000 people affected by the typhoon. Those are people who are part of the emergency response unit. These are volunteers for the emergency response unit. They have been very much affected as well. They have been helping others, but they need help as much as everybody else.
So even the volunteers need help?
Everybody was equally hit here. Roofs are of most of the buildings have gone, and many buildings have sustained the structural damages as well. So everybody, including the mayor and the government officials, everybody is equally affected.
Are there security concerns for your volunteers who are distributing food aid?
No, there were some security concerns initially, and it's very much understandable because people have lost most of their assets and belongings, and they have families and children to feed, but they have not been significant. We see that the normalcy comes back to life. People walk around, the city is very busy, and we have not heard of any security incidents.
Clearly, the crisis will be going on for some time. How do you see the response changing over the coming days or weeks?
Most of the relief supplies are on its way and have not reached the affected population. So once a large amount of relief reaches the affected population, I think it will be much easier. The other thing is that right now we are focusing on food supplies, but soon we will start providing shelter support. We'll be providing tarpaulin and other shelter items, as well as some additional household items that has been lost by the population.
David, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.